Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Darkcast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
Brandy, you made it to the podcast. Thanks for coming.
You made it to the podcast.
Yes. Happy making it through another week of life. I like your nails. Let me see these lines going on the bottom. You did that?
These are nail stickers.
Could have fooled me.
They're from Dashing Diva.
Okay.
I got them at the Five Below.
Oh.
But I think I told you I ordered during Christmas. I had ordered their advent kit, their nail advent kit. So like it came with like 6 or 7 different colors nail, but these aren't from that kit and then or the, you know,
the, it's the make
the advent calendar. But yeah, they make these, and these, they had these at Five Below. I was like, oh, let me get some
of these.
Let me get some fake nail polish so I can put it on my fingers and
make you feel pretty. You know, a little pretty goes a long way. Sometimes you build your confidence. Do what makes you feel pretty. Paint your nails. Draw on your eyebrows.
Yeah, I told Grandma I was going to do her a manicure because Mom went to get her nails done yesterday. Grandma was like, how is she getting her nails done? And mine ain't done. I was like, you want to go to get your nails done? She was like, no. I was like, okay, why are you making such a stink? But it was because, you know, why she leave? On some petty shit.
She is Captain Petty. Sometimes you don't grow out of petty. She's going to be 90 this month.
I know. 90. What is that? That's a nonagenarian.
90-year-olds are called nonagenarians?
Nonagenarian. People in their 90s are nonagenarians, yeah.
So what are 40-year-olds?
40-year-olds are just 40-year-olds. People in their 60s are sexagenarians. People in their 70s are septuagenarians. People in their 80s are octogenarians. People in their 90s are nonagenarians. And people over 100 are centaurians.
Centaurs. you grow your horse body.
Shit, I wish. That would be awesome.
I'm looking forward to 100, dog. I'm going to turn into a centaur.
That would be fucking crazy. That would be like, that's your fucking
level up.
Okay, that is your total fucking Super Saiyan form. Fucking horse body.
And then you get young again.
I used to do that when I was little. I used to think you get old and then you just grow back down to baby. And you just kept doing that over and over.
Oh, that's funny. Let's Lord, what do you think?
Look, the way things are going right now, who knows? Nobody's going to live to be 100 anymore.
Oh, gosh. Do you want to give us a news update, Brandy, on the state of...
Shit is fucked up. All of the black people that were in Ukraine... They were being denied entry into Poland. They were being denied entry onto the trains that were going to Poland. But Romania has nicely taken them in, so...
Because there are black Ukrainian people.
There are refugees from African countries and Ukraine. And, got it. And lots of, you know, European countries.
Got it.
Well, the people who were in Ukraine that had to flee because, you know, bullshit,
Poland was like, no, you can't come in. But Romania is like, come on in. We'll so they're refuge. They're in fucking Romania right now. Some of them are, you know, going to Nigeria. They're going, you know, they're going back to other African countries. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, they're in Romania.
Wow.
Right? It's fucked up.
It's wild out there, man. It's real wild. I just don't even know.
Nobody knows.
How's your week?
No. My week.
You were knitting like a sweet little granny. You weren't knitting, crocheting. You were crocheting. Sorry.
I'm doing craft handwork. I've been working with my hands. I've been making things. I'm trying to, you know, have enough shit for this pop-up, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, so that I can have some stuff to sell. I think I've already spent probably $300 on yarn and shit already. I'm like, okay, let me just
scale it back.
Some stuff and see if I have enough. Cause I'm going to make a bunch of hats and then I'm going to do some kitchen stuff, dish towel toppers, holders. And, some things that are cute and stuff that people might want to buy.
And then Mother's Day is the following month. So you could be like, hey, Mother's Day gift.
Oh yeah, that's true too. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do anything today because I was at the freaking emergency room. I thought my kidney was going to pop. I was like, oh my God, I need to go. Went there and they were like, oh, there's nothing wrong with you. It's probably just a muscle thing. I was like, I came in here and waited this long for this. That's
great. How long did you wait?
I didn't, to be seen, I didn't wait a long time. But, after they, because I had to take a pee test.
Make sure you weren't pregnant.
Well, they tested for urine infection and high levels of certain minerals and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Everything was fine. Everything's normal. My blood work was fine. They didn't test for drugs. At least it's not on the paper. If they did.
They probably did. They didn't tell you.
But there's no drugs anyway. But I had a CT scan. That was interesting. And then I had to wait for the results for that. That took another 30 to 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. So then I was hungry. I was like, I'm starving because I didn't eat nothing. And just dropped her off to school and then went straight there. So I went to Del Taco and then I went and got some yarn. And that was pretty much it.
More yarn.
No, that's what I was like. I think I spent $300 on yarn. I haven't added it. I have my receipts. I'm missing one receipt. But I'm saving all my receipts. I'm like, I want to see how much I spend on yarn and how much I make on these items that I'm making for this thing. Mm-hmm. So that's my week. How has your week been?
Fuck. It's been wild. I honestly, today I was doing something and I was like, is tomorrow Friday for real? Is it already Friday? Honestly, I took my headshots today for real estate, for my marketing materials.
Okay, how was that? Where was that?
Around the corner. I slapped that wig on. You see, I got my hair laid back. Look, it touches. This shit's hard as fuck.
You gelled it down?
The gorilla's not.
She has, her studio is in her house?
There's not a studio. We just did, outside pictures.
There's not a studio.
There's no studio.
She doesn't have, a backdrop or anything?
Mm-mm. Okay. So I was like, okay, I wanted to do, a few shots. I changed my outfit 3 times.
Oh, you was doing all of
this. Because then y'all need to hear about all this, but before that, I met with my mentor. I spent maybe an hour and a half with her and she showed me the systems and how to look up stuff and some information, super helpful. But she was like, you need to do a few different looks for your pictures because you're going to be emailing this stuff out. You're going to have it on social. You're going to have it on print and stuff. You want different looks.
Right.
So I did 3 different poses. I did some online training. I've been networking with my fellow agents in my company because people have leads or referrals or whatever, so I'm trying to get in there and start networking. So I'm just really trying to get my marketing material together, but it's just money. So I'm just slanging these dog biscuits,
right,
and going from there. Beautiesbiscuits.com.
That's cool. When did I do this? I don't remember when I did this, but I remember I told you I bought that website, that domain name.
Mm-hmm.
Heartbreak and Hot Wings. I did some stuff to it, so it's
What's it about?
It's crochet shit.
Oh, it's about crochet shit? Heartbreak and Hot Wings? Hot Wings?
Heartbreak and Hot Wings.
Cute.
So, yeah, I was just like, I bought the domain name because I was listening to the radio. There's this chick on the radio. She's the only black person on this station. And they were talking about dating because she's a single mom. And so, like, they were talking about dating or something. And somebody had asked her about returning to the dating scene after, you know, however many years of being in a relationship. She said, girl, there ain't nothing out here but heartbreaking hot wings. So I was like, oh my God, that's a great domain name.
I'm feeling this right now. So are you going to sell it to her for like $1 million later?
She's not interested in that, but I thought it was so funny. I was like, oh my God, that's so catchy. I'm taking heartbreaking hot wings right
mine.
Now.
Mine!
So I bought it.
So there's somebody, I don't know who the fuck it is. I really don't think this is like general traffic or naturalness. But somebody's going to my website, beautiesbiscuits.com, and filling out the free biscuit submission form. Like, I'm getting submissions, like, every minute. For the past 2 days, I'm getting all these fucking submissions. I'm not sending...
It's the same person?
Nope, it's different people, but in Great Britain. Mm-hmm. In Russia.
Russia? Don't send shit to Russia.
I'm not sending shit... I can't... I love you guys. Hey, if you happen to be a listener, send us an email. Thank you. But somebody... is going in there and like putting it because it's like minute after minute after minute after minute, different information on the UK, on the Great Britain, GB area, and Russia. I've been paying for Facebook advertising and Google advertising. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure somebody's clickbaiting my ass and running up my bill for these clicks to my website. Do you know what I'm saying?
But they're filling out the thing.
Yeah, the form. I'll show you.
With different information.
All of them have, look at, these are all them. I'm not believing that these are real dogs. See, like, it makes no sense. Like, what list did I get on? Or who's doing this? Who's playing games? All in the same area. GB.
But are they?
I've had this link open for 2 years. And I've got, like, 3 legitimate ones. For me to get, like, 200 in 2 days. There's something wrong.
That's weird.
I'm not, hey, if y'all are real, I'll go ahead and do like a huge blast and mail them all out to the Great Britain. But y'all gonna have to subscribe and order these dog biscuits. You know what I'm saying? Because it's expensive to send shit internationally. Mm-hmm. And it's a sample. I have to do it for free. Mm-hmm. So y'all gonna get y'all shit next year. Okay, keep them coming. I don't understand. It's super weird. I'm sorry to cut you off and...
I don't know what I was talking about. But that was it, I think. Yeah. And I'll upload them into my materials and business cards and shit like that. How much was the session?
She did me cheap. She let me pay her $20.
She did me cheap.
She allowed me to pay her $20.
Oh, that's cool. I want to do
I gave her look at but photos. I gave her dog biscuits, a baby dress, and some fried shrimp.
A baby dress.
I went to her baby shower this weekend. Like, she's about to have a baby tomorrow. She's going to the doctor tomorrow and they're like, we might induce you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
She's like, friends and family, I don't do it for money. You know? And I was like, thanks, girl. And then today she was like, hey, when I sell my house, I'll talk to you. And I was like, let's shake on it. Can we shake on this? When you want to sell this house, you're fuck with me? And she was like, yeah. I was like, okay.
Well, I do want to do my author photos.
I'll hit her up. She's super reasonable. Like, for the family, we did like $50 for a session.
That's cool.
So, yeah. You asked me how my week was, and I said that.
You were talking about making biscuits or something?
Oh, yeah. That's what I... Look, that brings in money when I promote it and ask people to buy biscuits. Mm-hmm. It happens. So, yeah. I'm Sunny Hepburn.
You are?
I am.
I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is...
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
It's Bulb, bitches.
Hello, it is Bulb. Oh my gosh, I totally forgot we got a new patron. Amy S. Hello, Amy. Welcome to The Bulb.
The Bulb.
The Bulb.
Thank you for joining us on Patreon. We love you so much. We love all of our patrons, Amy being our newest one.
Yay.
And
that's exciting.
That is exciting. We got Tara. Mm-hmm. Tara's in the house. We've got Kathleen. We've got Ken and Katie and OT. Thank you guys for supporting us. Thank you for being a part of this wild ride we call Book of Lies podcast, and we so appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You can connect with us on social if you aren't already, on Twitter at Book of Lies Pod, on Instagram or Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast. You can visit our website, bookoflies.com. You can listen to all of our previous episodes. We have 150 other episodes that you could be listening to right now. Do it. To it. Please.
Do it to it.
Do it, do it. And yeah, thank you for being here, all of you guys. We love you so much. Brandy, what are we talking about today?
Today, we are talking about something, some crazy bullshit that spans 30 years, but is only going to get about a year of worth of coverage, maybe two, because it's too fucking long. Can't talk about 30 years. we're talking about Anthony Enrique Gignac, who was known as Prince Khalid bin Al Saud. Prince of Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
This dude. Okay, so I was watching TV, and I couldn't find anything I wanted to watch. I was like, let's see what's on the Hulus. And so The Con popped up. I was like, let's see what I have. And apparently the episodes are starting to expire.
Oh, so you have to watch them or they're gone.
Right. Until I guess maybe they're going to do a season two. And so they're taking season one down. I don't know. Because it's CNBC is the producer of the show, The Con. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, oh, let me watch one. And one, I think the title of it, I don't remember, was called like Fake Saudi Prince or something. I was like, let me watch this because I haven't seen it. This guy's story is nuts. And I was like, oh, shit, I think I'm going to cover this dude.
Yay.
My sources for this, Vanity Fair, justice.gov, the website. It was one of those. Actually, it wasn't, but it was like something that was co.za. So it's like a Zimbabwe or African country news website.
I feel like South Africa is
ZA. Yeah, maybe that's, I think that's what it was, because there was a lot of information on websites from South Africa.
Yeah,
but
I think South Africa ZA.
Yeah, and so I was like, okay. There was a lot of news websites from South Africa for some reason that. Okay, so Anthony Enrique Gignac was born in Bogota, Colombia in 1970. His original name was Anthony Moreno, but when he got older, he changed it. He was adopted by the Gignac family, him and his brother Daniel. They were adopted by this family in Michigan from Colombia because he was an orphan. Okay. His parents had, you know, they were poor, I guess. They abandoned him and his brother. So they lived on the streets for a while until he was about 6 years old when he got plucked up into an orphanage, then adopted and transported to Michigan by the Gignex family. He was a little brown boy in a white town, pretty much, you know, so. And, you know, at his age, he could tell that, you know, there's people who have money and they're able to buy stuff and eat stuff and, you know, they're able to live a certain way. But meanwhile, I'm an orphan, you know, at this time. He's an orphan and he sees the difference between people who have money and people who don't.
He recognizes the...
Right. He recognizes that I can't, you know, my parents, well, he doesn't have parents anymore because they left him, but, you know, he's a little kid living on the streets. And you see, you know, the people driving around in cars. I'm talking about before he got adopted.
Okay.
When he gets adopted, he's adopted by a middle class family. So they have everything that he could want.
Right.
But that wasn't enough for him.
Okay.
Because, for more. Right. Because again, they're not driving Mercedes and, you know, living in mansions. They're a middle class family in Michigan.
Honda.
Right. You know, they have the same thing that their neighbors have.
Right.
Yeah. And their neighbors have.
A Ford.
So
yeah,
that wasn't enough for him. So while he's in high school, he starts to establish his personality. He somehow manages to buy a fur coat. I don't know how he did this, but while he was in high school, he was walking around like being completely ostentatious. He wore a fur coat and he like carried himself differently than all the other kids. Mm-hmm. He automatically was like, I'm better than all of you. So that's, you know, while he's in school or, you know, there in Michigan, his parents get divorced and he sort of kind of has like a little mental breakdown. And I guess they one parent moved to Florida, the other parent moved to somewhere else or stayed in Michigan because somehow he went to school in Florida. He, it says that he actually got good grades in school and, he carried himself differently. And he was a pathological liar.
Great.
So he started lying to his classmates about the money. And that's, again, why he started wearing a fur coat to school. So nobody else was wearing a fur coat, obviously. So he could obviously be
Gucci.
He was telling people that his parents were wealthy and they were famous. And at some point, at the age of 17, he convinces a car dealership that he's a Saudi prince and that he wants this Mercedes and his dad's going to pay for it.
Wow.
In 1988, he was 18, 17 or 18 in 1988. Yeah, 18. Well, depends on what month he was born, like me. Anyway, he was telling people that he was Adnan Khashoggi, who was a pretty prolific arms dealer and, you know, basically saying, I'm Adnan Khashoggi, you do what I tell you to do. That kind of shit. He got in trouble for using a credit card with the name Omar Khashoggi on it, and he got pinched. Then he decided he was going to go all out. He adopted the name Khalid bin Al Saud, which is the actual name of the actual prince of Saudi Arabia.
So he just took his identity.
He was like, that I am him.
He is me.
Yeah.
We are we.
There's a story out there that says that he, when he was 17 or 18, he came to Los Angeles and actually met a prince. And that he maybe was involved in a sexual relationship with him. So at some point, he started telling people that he had been involved in a sexual relationship with a Saudi prince or with a member of the Saudi royal family. And they were paying him hush money. So, because, you know, in Muslim countries, you are not allowed to be gay. They will kill you.
There's no gay happening.
Right. So he's telling this story. This is what happened. But he's telling this story after people already find out that he's been lying about who he is. And since he's a little brown boy, a lot of white people, especially in the Midwest.
Yeah.
And especially when you're acting like you're hoity-toity and shit, they can't tell if you're a little Mexican boy or a little Colombian boy or a little, you know, Pakistani boy.
Indian boy. They don't know.
Exactly.
They
just know you're brown. Saudi boy. You're just a brown.
You're just brown.
Person. Right. So he manages to start, you know, convincing people that he is a Saudi prince. So this began his 30 years of grifting.
Great.
He was arrested multiple times for using the real prince of Saudi Arabia's credit cards and accounts.
How is he doing that?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay. Listen, because I'm like, how does he get access? We could just take access to somebody's shit?
Right.
I doubt that.
He used his royal family, quote unquote, royal family, as a way to get things without providing credit cards or identification. He skipped out on thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on hotel bills, of rental cars, limos, thousands and thousands of dollars of at luxury stores like Saks Fifth Avenue, stores on Rodeo Drive. He freaking managed to get a set of Louis Vuitton luggage without paying for it, all by saying, I am the Saudi prince, or I'm the prince of Saudi Arabia, Khalid bin Al Saud. However, when he talked, he had no accent at all. None, right?
He has an Ohio accent. Where is he from?
He's from Michigan.
My bad, Michigan accent. It's not Chigali Bobby, don't you know? That's Minnesota, right?
Oh my God.
Oh, if you know, you know.
So he gets arrested a few times. At one point, he gets arrested and sentenced to 616 days for skipping out on these bills. Before he got sentenced, the judge set bail. He calls some freaking Miami lawyer and he's like, hey, I need you to get me out of jail. My dad is the king of Saudi Arabia. He's going to cover my bail. You need to get me out of jail. The guy gets two bail bondsmen. They go get him out of jail. And he's like, the lawyer's like, hey, dude, there's no money here. Where's the money? Where's the money? He's like, okay. They're driving. They're like, you're going back to jail if there's no money. He's like, okay, oh, they're driving him somewhere, I guess maybe back to jail. And he's like, oh, there's an American Express, you know, location. Stop there. He goes to Amex, to American Express, pretends that he is the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, and comes out with a fucking $200 million limit American Express card. He starts, immediately goes to stores, buys a bunch of shit, buys jewelry, he's booking airline flights. He's booking all kinds of stuff because he goes from Miami to Florida, to New York. He's like flying places. He's doing all kinds of shit. Amex calls the bail bondsman and they're like, this guy is committing fraud right now. Right now, he's committing fraud. So they're like, oh shit, stop him. They take him. And they go to New York where he is because he's there with the freaking lawyer's wife and child for some reason. He like booked them. He booked them an entire floor in a hotel. He booked them a whole fucking first class section of a plane.
The lawyers.
Yes.
Family.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All on this Amex card. He's doing all this spending, but Amex is like, okay, this is not the crown prince of fucking Saudi Arabia because the crown prince actually has an Amex account and it's not him. Mm. So, of course, they're going to verify it. But this guy, the way he carries himself, it's like, you are offending me. You're offending me right now. My father will be very upset. So nobody asks questions until after he leaves.
But prove That's, it. Like, give me some ID.
They don't ask him for that.
Give me your international social security number.
You are questioning my whatever the hell he says. You're questioning my integrity. You are offending me. This is how he carried himself.
I understand this, sir, but I am not about to run you all this fucking bread.
Girl.
And I don't know who you don't even have an entourage with you.
There. That's part of what got his ass caught.
Okay, where's your entourage, Prince?
Okay, so. But he's in jail. He just got out of jail, so. He doesn't have an entourage getting out of jail. Right. So anyway, they're like, okay, they go get him, beat him up, and take him back to jail.
The bail bondsmen are like, we're going to fuck you up.
Yeah, because he was trying to say, you know, I'm not, because they didn't know who he was still.
Right.
They still didn't know who he was. They still thought he was a crown prince of Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
They're going to try to get on another plane to take him back, and he starts making a fuss. And he's like, I'm the prince of Saudi Arabia. I'm being kidnapped. Somebody call the embassy and call CNN. If you're one of my loyal followers, Call the embassy. Call CNN. The police come. They got the bail bondsman. They're like, what are you doing? What's going on here? Question them.
I can't believe this.
Bail bondsman pull out the information. This guy is, you know, he's out on bail. So then they leave him alone. And since he just did all this, they're like, okay, we're going to run a fucking car and drive back to Florida. They throw him in the trunk.
Damn.
You're making too much motherfucking noise. Shut your fucking ass up.
Shut up.
They throw him in the trunk and make their way back to Florida. So, you know, on the way back, they stop and they let him out. And, like, he tells them the truth. Sort of.
Here's the sort of truth.
He tells them his real name. Mm-hmm. But then that's when he tells the story about how, you know, he's being paid hush money because he was in a relationship.
So you're being paid hush money, so you're pretending to be a prince?
Right. So he's basically saying, he said that he was going to get, like, $124 million from them, but as a trust. Mm-hmm. He was going to get $124 million trust from the Saudi family, the Saudi royal family, as hush money. But apparently, you know, this he hadn't gotten the money yet. But that's, and they were paying for his lifestyle is what he was telling them. The lawyer's like, fuck this guy. And he's like, I'm not your lawyer anymore. He manages to fool a few more lawyers. He even manages to get Johnny Cochran over to the jail to talk to him. Johnny Cochran's like, no, we're not going to take the case. Crazy shit, right? But he ends up going to jail for 616 days. This is in the 90s when he did this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No wonder it's so easy. Because I was like, there's so many questions I have. Like,
okay, yeah. Okay. It was the 90s when
Johnny
he did
Cochran,
this.
Obviously, because his ass is dead exactly. Now, right? Okay.
It was the 90s.
If the glove don't fit, you must quit.
Yeah, I believe this was 94. This was that was from the Vanity Fair article that he did all this stuff.
Oh my God.
If anybody is interested in like hearing about this, like the entirety from start to finish of this, check out this Vanity Fair article. It's called He Really Believed He Was Khalid. And then there's some other stuff. But I was just like, this dude is insane. He really believes that he is this person.
You gotta believe, like you really have to believe.
You have to believe it in order to get others to, right. Mm-hmm. After he got out of jail there, he started bouncing all over the country. He went to Los Angeles. He went to Hawaii. He went to Chicago. He went to a bunch of places. And that's where he robbed all of these freaking hotels and shit, you know, by not paying and saying that he was the Saudi prince.
Don't worry. I'll send a wire.
His thing was like, my father will pay. My father will pay for it. Yeah. My father will pay for it. That's what he kept saying. So the way he got the American Express card was that he actually had inside people working at Amex that fed him information, because when he went to the American Express store, they asked him to, where was the last two places that you used your card? Mm-hmm. And somehow he got the information, France and Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When he got the cards, he had bought two Rolexes and gave them to them. His inside people.
Damn. Okay. So, but that's how like fucking, fraud shit works. You've got like insiders and stuff.
Identity theft. Exactly. Okay. So.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Sarai from the Freaky as Fuck podcast. And I don't think I have to tell y'all that I am a huge fan and collector of all things spooky and macabre. And if you're like me, then might I recommend checking out Hell Yeah Voodoo Dolls? This incredible online shop has one-of-a-kind handcrafted voodoo dolls, handmade jewelry, and all kinds of Hell Yeah merch, such as hoodies, t-shirts, beanies, and more. If you're looking to get a unique gift for yourself or for your favorite person, be sure to check out Hell Yeah Voodoo Dolls. You can find them at hellyahvoodoodolls.com, where you can also find some info on the 4,000 square foot haunted Victorian manor that they're renovating. Shop Hell Yeah Voodoo Dolls today for your spooky needs.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Shoot to like 2015, right? He's doing this. This is for years he's carrying on this way. He's carrying on saying that he's the crown prince of Saudi Arabia. He is dressing, you know, lavishly. He wears fucking fur coats. He lives in a high-rise condo in fucking Miami. He said that he owned a whole building on Fisher Island. Fisher Island, by the way, is that private island where Jeffrey Epstein took those girls. Oh. Yeah. So there's that. That's where he took the first girls, like when he first started his bullshit. Then he went to the Bahamas after that. But anyway, Oprah has a house there. Andre Agassi has a house there. You know, they have fucking, they're supposed to be like the wealthiest zip code
rich
in the
shit,
U.S.
Rich shit.
He is carrying himself as though he might be a Saudi prince. He drives sports cars that have diplomatic license plates. He has a security detail. He would travel on yachts and private jets, you know, wore expensive jewelry. He wore diamond rings, Cartier bracelets, Rolex watches, all kinds of stuff, right? Here's the thing about men in Arab countries that follow Sharia law. Men are not allowed to wear gold.
Oh.
They're not allowed to wear silk either.
Okay. It has to be cotton, right?
They can wear any other thing because gold and silk are considered to be effeminate. So women, it's fine for women to wear, but not for men.
Okay.
So I don't know, you know, I haven't seen a picture of him wearing his, actually, no, I have seen a picture of him wearing his jewelry and he was wearing gold. Mm-hmm. That's not something that like a whole bunch of people know, like Americans know.
Right.
I looked it up.
Okay. Good job.
So there's that. There's that one thing. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of other things that other people were like aware of, but okay. So, he wore Cartier bracelets, Rolexes, and he would even, adorn himself sometimes in the Middle Eastern sheikh attire, which, you know, with the, mm-hmm. the head, the whole, the robe and the head, the headdress and all
dun,
that.
Dun, 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 dun. I just think we're getting Arab money. That's all I can just think of.
What is that? From?
It's a rap song. It's Arab money. We're getting Arab money.
I don't know that song.
Okay, it goes, boom, boom, getting Arab money, boom, getting, anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't think that's the song that
I don't mean to offend anybody. So sorry. So sorry.
I am not listening to that song.
It's an old song, though.
Apparently. Anyway. So, you know, he dressed the part, but a lot of times he didn't speak with an accent at all. Like, at all.
I'm Americanized.
But he would throw tantrums. Like, if he got questioned, if anybody asked him a question, how dare you disrespect me? You're not treating me like a royal, you know, a member of the Saudi Arabian royal family. You must show me respect. This is not how you treat me. Mm-hmm. He would do things like he would tell people that they offended him and that now they needed to give him a gift. Because, you know, they give gifts in Arab countries, especially like when they do business, when they purchase like big purchases, they a lot of times are given a gift in return. Like, and it's not something like that's super expensive, like, you know, something.
Yeah.
Just a gift. Like,
here's a Cartier bracelet.
Sometimes, maybe. But no.
Just 5Gs. It's nothing. Whatever.
Okay. So, but he'd be like, I'm offended. Give you now. You must give me a gift to make it right, or whatever. He would, you know, he conned people out of thousands and thousands of dollars in gifts alone. He was doing all this stuff, and so one day, like, he decides that he's interested in buying a portion of the Fontainebleau Hotel in Florida. So apparently this is like big deal hotel that's in Florida. It is owned by Jeffrey Sofer, who is a billionaire in Miami, of course. And apparently he was married to Elle McPherson.
Oh.
So he is, you know, interested in partnering with him or buying, you know, a portion of this hotel. And so Jeffrey Sofer is like, yeah, you know, this guy's really interested. He's a Saudi prince. He invites him on a trip to, I want to say Aspen. There was a ski trip in Colorado.
Aspen makes sense. Vail, maybe?
No, it wasn't Vail.
Okay, Aspen it wasn't is. Vail.
Yeah, I believe it was Aspen. It might not have been. Anyway, they're on this trip and, you know, he's doing his princely thing, ordering, you know, fucking all kinds of shit. And he orders prosciutto, pork. Brother, what are you crazy feeling me? That's this filthy swine or whatever he said. Muslim people do not eat pork.
No, they don't.
And they're not like the Jewish people who eat pork that are like, oh, you know, I'm not kosher.
Is this kosher?
They are literally like, you don't even have pork around them. You don't do it.
I'm offended.
And so Jeffrey Silver's like, that's fucking weird. That's suspicious.
Don't be suspicious.
Mm-hmm. Because the whole time he had been leading him on, saying that he was interested in doing this deal at this hotel. He was interested. But, you know, yeah. It was always putting it off. And so he invited him on this trip to talk business, but also, you know, have some fun. He orders fucking prosciutto. And then Jeffrey Silver is like, red flag.
The fuck.
Right. So he starts calling authorities and they're like, you know, well, there's not really much we can do about it. And then they find out that he's pretending to be a diplomat. That shit's illegal. So now they're like, okay, that's federal fucking, you know, a federal crime. They start looking into his shit. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to figure out what his fucking angle is, because he's not really, like, he hasn't gotten any money from them. Mm-hmm. He hasn't done anything that they can see, like, you know, outright
right.
crimes. Because, again, they still think that he's the Saudi prince. He's trying to trick people into investing in a company called, what the hell is the name of it? Oh my God, please don't tell me I don't have it here.
Don't worry, I'll bring up Arab money while you look that up.
No, not that.
Give me 1 second.
No, not that!
Not that! Oh, it's a song by Busta Rhymes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Busta Rhymes. Hang on. Here we go.
Yes! Are we back in the most amazing way? Let me introduce you to the new talk. Let's get straight to it. Come on.
Okay, that's enough. Okay, but listening to it now, that was super Fresno State in 2000. Like, that's what I was listening to.
Mm.
In the dance club.
Oh, okay.
In the dance club.
Yes, in the dance club.
Oh, you know where you shake your booty.
It's an actual company that is owned by the Saudi royal family. I have no idea where I left off, but Anthony Gignac, he was getting investors. He was talking to people, getting them to buy early shares before shares were available. He was getting them to buy, like, he was calling it the friends and family deal, you know, getting people to buy shares of Saudi Aramco, which is an oil company that is controlled by the Saudi family. So they are an actual oil company and they do have stock shares, but those shares were not available yet for people to invest in, right?
Okay, so he's like early investors
tricking people, right? Because right at that point, it wasn't even on, you know, it wasn't even up for like fucking discussion with people. But what he was doing, he was getting legitimate money from them. He had 25 investors.
Okay, how much?
Or 26. 25 or 26 investors. He was using that money, of course, to do what?
Spend.
Fund his fucking lifestyle.
Fucking asshole.
Buying cars, private jets, running private jets, fucking yachts, you know, doing what they do, buying fucking fur coats. Who wears a fur coat in Florida?
DJ Khaled.
It's fucking Florida. Like, in fucking December, it's 70 degrees in Miami. That's where he is. He's in Miami. It's not, you know, it's 70 degrees in fucking Florida in Miami. Not Florida. In Miami. In the summertime. I mean, in the wintertime. Nobody needs a fur coat in Miami.
Nobody.
So, yes. Designer clothes, of course. Jewelry. Fucking, he has this little dog that he carries around called Fifi. I mean, Foofy. Foxy.
Bring me my Foofy!
He's got a dog called Foxy, a little Pomeranian thing. I think it's a Pomeranian that he carries around in a Louis Vuitton carrier, $3,800 Louis Vuitton pet carrier. He is, of course, all over his Instagram, showing his lifestyle on his jets, on his yacht, feeding his dog from the table, spaghetti, fucking, you know, you saw the picture of his hand with the ring on it.
Yeah.
With his fingernails. He gets his nails done. Mm. He is literally, like, gross. Seriously, I don't understand the purpose. I mean, yeah, the Saudi royal family is very, like, mysterious anyway because they don't do social. They're, like, not online at all.
Yeah.
Like, they...
Not their bag, baby.
You can't, yeah, you can't, like, you won't see pictures of them fucking, you know, taking selfies. Mm-hmm. So, he was doing this, though. And people were believing him. Jeffrey Soffer was like, you know, he at first he didn't believe him that he was the royal prince because he didn't have, when he showed up at the hotel that day, he didn't have an entourage with him. And his luggage was new Louis Vuitton. He said, you know, people like the royals, the Saudi royal family, they have generational like luggage, like their Gucci and their Louis Vuitton luggage is all, you know,
ages old.
Yeah, it's old. They hand it down from, you know, yeah. They don't just go shopping and buy new shit to carry.
His shit was new.
It was new. It looked like, he said it looked like he just fucking went into the store and picked it up.
He probably did.
Yes, he did.
Guess what? Rich people don't spend money like that. They just, like, you know, they have their wealth. They don't.
Royal people don't spend money.
Royal, yeah.
I mean, they can. And they do, but they don't do it to brag.
Yeah.
They don't do it to walk around flaunting. They do it because they like quality items, and that shit is expensive because it's high fucking quality.
Right, exactly.
And it lasts generations. Mm-hmm. He was doing it, like, again, he was all over social media.
Oh.
Flaunting and flossing and doing all the shit. Jeffrey Soffer, you know, he gets suspicious. He's already suspicious, but then when he fucking orders that prosciutto, he's like, liar!
Bingo, bingo.
So that's when he, you know, goes to the police or whatever. So he was getting investors. So meanwhile, like, he's, you know, trying to trick him into thinking that he wanted to buy this, fucking enter into this, buy a part of this hotel. Meanwhile, over here, Anthony is over here getting investors, right? So he's literally getting investors for this actual company that is not offering shares.
Obviously, but he's not registered with the SEC, right?
Everybody knows what Saudi Aramco is. You know, yeah. Anybody who knows, like, the oil game. But, you know, they should have been questioning if they weren't hearing about it on the news that, you know, they're going to start, you know, offering shares and, you know, whatever. Oh, well, no. No, no, no. In 2016, the other prince actually did say that he was going to start doing that. So maybe that's where he got the idea to start trying to gather investors.
Okay.
But ugh, whatever.
So it's like he's following the real prince's moves,
yes,
and things. And then he's just like,
I forgot about that part. Yeah. So while he was in jail for that 616 days, he was getting magazines. He was getting, you know, information. He was studying them. He was studying their mannerisms. He was studying, you know, the way they carried themselves. Not just them. He was also studying celebrities, like their behaviors and stuff. That's why he would, like, literally throw fits,
yeah,
in the stores and shit.
Yeah.
Because he thought that would distract them. And it did. It distracted their asses from being like, okay.
It scares them and they're like, oh, okay,
yeah,
oh
my father will be very upset.
And call your daddy.
My daddy will beat your daddy's ass. What?
Mm-hmm. He was like, my father will be very upset. And that was like the thing that kept coming out of his mouth all the time.
Yeah.
My father will be very upset. You'll be sorry. All this shit. The fucking CIA and, you know, the feds go after him. They start an investigation. They're trying to figure out, you know, what his game is. One day they are at his penthouse fucking apartment, whatever. And one of his bodyguards shows up and they're like, hey, we're the feds and we want to know this and that. And the guy's like, okay, sure. So he takes them to a fucking storage unit where Anthony has all of the dirt he's doing, all of the documentation. He's got a fucking banking account that's got $8 million in it.
Oh, from investors.
From investors. And they were wiring money to him to like through shell companies, because of course you got to have the shell company. So they would be wiring him money and it would go through a bunch of shell companies and land in this account. So he's sitting on $8 million that he's got from these 26 investors. And they're like, bingo, motherfucker. Oh, not only that, they find, you know, in his fucking storage unit, he's got multiple license plates, diplomatic license plates. He's got fucking, I think they said he had passports. He had all kinds of documentation. Basically, it was everything they needed right there to, like, build a case and have evidence. That was all the evidence was right in this one fucking storage unit. So they arrest him.
What am I going to do with all this evidence?
Shred it?
Listen, he had financial documents. He had everything. Everything was right there for them. It was just like fucking the holy grail of cases. Like, that's a fucking open and shut right there, right? They contact the royal family of Saudi Arabia and they're like, hey, do you know this person? And they're like, no, the princess, her name is, they have Al-Walid, Muhammad, I think is one. There's a few of them. The princess. He had basically managed somehow to get issued a Saudi diplomatic passport by the Saudi American embassy. Saudi Arabian embassy. Don't know how he did that. After he got arrested, he was like, I am, you know, adopted. So he told them that he was adopted by Prince Al-Walid, who was the actual prince.
So now he's saying he's adopted by the prince.
He's adopted by them, that he was issued a Saudi diplomatic passport. And that he was given a $480 million trust fund to live off of while he was trying to get a lump sum settlement for the hush money. This is what he told the feds after he got arrested.
What a fucking liar, dude. Like, shut up. Like, what else is going to come out of your mouth?
He got fucking caught. Period. He got caught. And he tried to fucking, you know, convince people he wasn't who he said he was. Or he was who he said he was. And they're like, you have a rap sheet. We know who you are. Like, we know who you are. Oh, and while he was in prison, he tried to escape. He freaking set his cell on fire and spread shampoo all over the floor so that when the guards came rushing in to put the fucking fire out, they would slip and he could run.
Fucking cartoon character ass motherfucker. So lame.
Okay, fucking hijinks.
Well, fucking Home Alone shit.
Yeah, like, he's doing hijinks to try to fucking escape from fucking prison.
Sit down.
Anyway, so yeah, he got arrested and then he was charged with four counts of, you know what? He was arrested and charged. He fucking actually pleaded guilty. He pleaded guilty to fraud, traveling with a fake passport, impersonating a foreign official, and identity theft.
Good.
Then he says, no, never mind. I want to go to trial. So now his lawyer has to fucking, you know, fight to get him fucking trial by jury, which that he does. Okay. So yeah, he gets convicted. After his trial, they're like, you know what? Yeah, you're guilty. You fucking did that shit. You're going to fucking prison. So he gets convicted and sentenced to, guess how long he got?
He gets convicted. Is this fraud a part of it? This investor fraud shit?
He was, no.
And just him.
It was just fraud. It wasn't investor fraud. He was charged with fraud. Impersonating a foreign diplomat.
Foreign diplomat.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Identity theft. Mm-hmm. And what did I say the other one was? Traveling on a fake passport.
I want to say 5 years.
18 and a half fucking years.
Damn.
Right. Don't mess with the Saudis.
Okay. 18 and a half years.
He committed a federal fucking felony by impersonating a foreign diplomat.
Okay. All right.
Because foreign diplomats have diplomatic immunity. They can murder like a billion people. They can literally commit a mass murder and not be fucking tried because they
diplomatic
have
diplomatic immunity.
Diplomatic immunity. It's fucked up, but yes.
Send me back to my country, please.
That's exactly that they get on a plane and go.
Okay.
So he got sentenced to 18 years. He's fucking in prison right now.
It's because he's brown. You know that, right? You know it's because he's brown.
Convicted. So he that was what, 3-4 years ago? 2018. He's still got another 14 years. Yeah. So congratulations.
You
Antonio.
Win. You win.
Anthony Gignac.
Do you think when he gets out, he's gonna try this shit again?
Well, he's 50 now. 50 or 51.
Because he was born in 70. Right.
Yeah, he's 51 now, about to be 52. I think his birthday's in March.
Fucking Pisces, so, huh? Or is he one of those March Aries? Because then March Aries is crazy.
I don't know.
I'm an Aries as well, but I'm an April Aries.
I don't know.
I've just got the fire and desire. March Aries are on a different level. Your grandmother is a March Aries. Let me just say that right now.
He will be, when he was sentenced when he was 48, so he'll be 76 when he gets out, right? 66, 18 years. So he'll be 66 when he gets out, if he gets out, because he had time added onto his sentence after he pulled that bullshit in fucking jail with the shampoo and the fire.
Oh my God.
So, you know,
they threw his ass in the hole and was like, sit here for 2 years and this time does not go towards your sentence.
Okay, then you don't get time off for good behavior for this one. Yeah.
Damn, what a dick.
Who knows?
Was it worth it, my friend? My friend, why you come to my country, my friend? Look at this fucking diamond!
Oh, so the feds was like,
emeralds and diamonds. Look at them blue. Look at his fingernails. Ew.
Yeah, he gets his nails done.
But look at, they're so tiny.
Look, okay, so I told you when the agent did his interview, he was like, he cataloged every single item that they found in his house and in that storage unit, and they had them all appraised.
Okay.
One out of every 100 or so were real.
Okay, that sounds better. Because I was like, okay.
Yeah, so like he would have art, like a bunch of paintings, one would be real. Mm-hmm. A bunch of jewelry, one would be real. A bunch of fucking like, you know, statues, whatever, one would be real.
But he's paying real money to go to Universal Studios, I'm sure, and to eat right. And shit like that. And mm-hmm. He's like, he can't afford all this stuff because he's doing this all on an Amex and investor funds, right?
Yeah. And he had $8 million in the bank, so... Yeah.
What a dick! Send us some money. We need it.
And send it to... We'll wire it here and then send it over here and then there and then this. Okay.
Is that the guy? Off we go.
That, let's see. Yeah, that's him.
The one that was like, you're eating pork.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no entourage.
No, he had bodyguards, but he didn't have, like, you know, he had, like two bodyguards he would have with him, but no, he didn't have, like, an entourage.
Well, whatever, what a dick. All right, 18 years, good for you. Way to go, judicial system. Bully for you. Brandy, what you been watching this week?
I've finally caught up on Snowfall.
I have not gotten into that ever.
Oh, girl.
Every time For Your Reference releases an episode, I have to skip it. I love you guys.
I caught up on Snowfall. Apparently, like, they, you know, from season two to season three, they jumped some years.
Oh, a time lapse. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's definitely interesting. Do you have a thumbs up? What have you been watching?
Okay. First, my thumbs up. Homemade salsa. Get some. That is my jam.
I finished the rest that you made today.
It's fucking bomb, salsa. Right? I got some in the refrigerator.
Make them spicy. You should make a little more spicy.
Go taste. Okay, I'll make it more spicy. The one in the refrigerator might be a little bit more spicy. It's super red.
Like, I just use Roma tomatoes. I use, like, 7 tomatoes. We'll try some when we're off here. Super red. I was like, wow, this is really red salsa. Ooh. Salsa is my fucking jam right now. Mm-hmm. I have, like, cilantro in my garden, so I just go and harvest some cilantro, garlic, tomatoes, salt. That's it.
Cilantro, tomatoes, and salt.
And garlic.
No onion?
No onion. Angela says,
what about the pepper?
She said, oh, yes, serrano peppers. Okay. She's like, when you use onions, it makes it go bad faster.
Yeah.
So that's my shit right now. Homemade salsa. I'm never buying fucking paste picante ever again.
Well, see, the thing about those, because you're using the bullet, so it just...
It's really liquidy.
It makes it all, yeah.
Yeah.
When you do, like, if you chop some and then do the, you know, and then mix it up and then, you know,
there
you
go. Ooh, Brandy, come through. Yes.
So you get that chunky.
Chunky.
Yeah.
Like, what's that fool's name said? Bruno Mars. Chunky. He has a song called Chunky.
Okay.
I like it. it's anyway.
Yeah.
So what have I been watching this week? I don't fucking know. I'm a watcher. I learned. I finally finished season 2.
C.
Mm-hmm.
What is C?
We've talked about that last week with Jason Momoa.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. With the blind people.
Yes.
Okay.
I finally finished that. So there's going to be a season 3.
Hopefully. It's on
Apple.
Apple. Okay.
It's on fucking Apple.
Okay. Okay.
I don't think I've really been really watching anything this week. I watched the fucking reunion of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and I was bored to death.
Yeah, yeah. It's
fucking boring.
Yeah, it was.
Sleepy time. Okay, like, I'm over it. Like, move on. Next, get out of here.
Yeah.
But that's about it. I've just been really trying to get my real estate business off. Started and stuff, you know, that's what I've been working on this week. But thank you guys for being here. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
If you like what you heard, go ahead and subscribe, follow, come on back. We'd love for you to join us again next week. Every week we drop some hot fire for you.
Hot fire.
If you're new, we've got, like I said, 150 other episodes that you can be listening to. Go ahead and check those bad boys out. And I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I am Brandy Fleeks.
And this was
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
It's Bolt Bitches.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.